Item number 12, discussion and possible action on acquire real property for Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Relocation Project by David Collinsworth, Business Development Manager, Central Basin.
Nancy, you can go to the next slide. Staying in Williamson County here, last summer with the drought, you heard quite a bit of discussion on the Williamson County Raw Water Line, which connects Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir and moves water into Lake Georgetown. For some time, we've known that TxDOT was going to expand a highway, basically that runs from just north of Georgetown through Florence into Killeen. And the purpose of this expansion, State Highway 195, is to ultimately end up with a four-lane highway that under times of national emergency, Fort Hood can deploy stuff down this four-lane highway to the 130 toll road and ultimately get it to Corpus Christi to get on ships and to get to other places. We've known that this expansion of this highway was going to happen for a couple of years. We've been kind of waiting on TxDOT to figure out exactly when and how they were going to do it. And basically what they're going to do right here where Shell Road and our pipeline, which is in red and green, goes under Highway 195 along Shell Road, TxDOT is going to build a four-lane overpass. And there's some risk that some of the pylons that they're going to drill will be impeding on our raw water line. So they've asked us to move it. So what I'm coming to the board for today is approval to purchase the easements needed to basically reroute the pipeline along this route. We need a 30-foot easement here and a 30-foot easement here from two different landowners, permanent easements. And then this blue easement here will come from Williamson County, which has actually this property because of the Shell Road easement. The way this is planned is to have a contractor come in and lay this pipe. They will pressure test that pipe, and then when it's time to tie in to the raw water line, should we be pumping, and by the way, right now the pipeline's not on because the reservoirs are in good shape, what we would do is we would have all of the tie-in equipment here and here, have an all-hands-on-deck construction party, and start and not stop construction until we got the pipeline tied in here and here, estimated to be 2 to 4 days. So if this did drag on and we are in the next drought and we have to turn the pumps back on late in the summer, early in the fall, we would be down 2 to 4 days to make this tie-in. So, and that's typically something, we did the same thing at the East Williamson County Water Plant when we went live there too. The estimated cost of the entire project is going to be somewhere around $600,000. The actual owners of the pipeline, Round Rock, Georgetown, Chisholm Trail, Jonah, and Brushy Creek will pay for those costs, and they'll pay for our cost associated with managing the project.
Not do any reimbursement to anybody on that since it's being done basically to accommodate them?
They will reimburse it if you're not in one of their right-of-ways. But since we're in the county right-of-way, it's pretty much our cost for that project. Since they've acquired this county right-of-way from Williamson County. If it would have been out in this pasture and we had an easement with this landowner for the entire thing, then yeah, they would have reimbursed that cost, just like they did back up. I believe they reimbursed the cost up at I-35, isn't that right, John? When they decided to put in the park there south of Salado.
Typically, when TxDOT builds a road, if they pay for the removal of infrastructure that has to be relocated, typically.
Sure, and of this project, there's about $48 million worth of utility realignments alone, and where they're going in and forcing someone to move out of a private easement, they're paying for that. But since this is in the Williamson County right-of-way that they've acquired from the county, it's at our cost. And we knew that back when this pipeline was built that we were in this county right-of-way. And any work either done to 195 or the county road would
so
be...
we knew we were taking that risk.
Yes, sir. That's right. Any other questions?
What is the timetable for the new road and this reroute?
The timetable for this reroute is... we're going to try to have all this done between now and December. The timetable for the road, I would tell you that we've been working on just this with TxDOT for 2 years. They keep telling us that they've got the funding and that they're marching along, but this is by far one of the easier reroutes and issues they're dealing with. So I just don't have an answer for that question.
Who's doing the engineering and who's going to be putting down the structures that you need for the pipeline? Because I recall having some real problems with a buried pipeline that was called Regional Water Line from this area. So who's doing all of that, and do we have people that are going to be watching?
We've actually, Arcadis is the engineering company that's designed this, and I'm assuming they will also be in charge of the oversight for the construction. And then there will be a construction company that we'll hire to come in and put this. But typically, BRA hasn't had oversight of the construction activities on this since the rehab.
The engineering company that we hire, we contract them to oversee the contractor with the project.
Okay, we got another set of eyes.
Right, no, yeah, exactly.
That's what I was asking, because we already did that before.
We don't have BRA eyes officially on it. Okay. We have another company who we've actually hired and paid to be responsible to oversee the construction company.
They got a good surety.
We also have our guys out there for cuts.
Okay.
The other advantage to hiring Arcadis, and that's a name you haven't heard much, but Arcadis is a national engineering firm that does a tremendous amount of relocates with TxDOT. And that's kind of been our problem. This is our second go-around. TxDOT has continued to change their mind on what they want, and they've been real helpful with us.
Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to take any and all action necessary, including the use of eminent domain, to acquire the necessary real estate, real property interest, and certain properties located in the vicinity of the corners of State Highway 195 and Shell Road and State Highway 195 and County Road 143 in Williamson County, Texas, for the purpose of relocating and operating a 48-inch raw water transmission pipeline to supply water from Lake Steelhouse Hollow in Bell County, Texas, to Lake Georgetown located in Williamson County, Texas.
You heard a reading of the resolution. Motion to adopt. Carol Johnson. Second. Second, Bill. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
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 Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes.
Director Brashears.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.